So, Brian, did you have your chance with Mr. Wells?
Who? I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a fellow named Ted Wells, supposedly, that was talking to
I have not, and I don't know if I have one scout lineup or not. I have not done either.
Have you done any kind of preparation for it mentally?
No, there's no prepping. I mean, you just ask me questions, and I tell you the answers.
It'd be kind of peculiar to go through that kind of thing here at your practice facility?
I would call it a first, that's for sure. I get interviewed all the time from you guys, so I'm not going to treat it any different.
Have you noticed guys being more on their P's and Q's knowing that you know, like, Ted Wells is in the building?
No, there's not one thing that's changed.
No music?
Well, because you guys are here. We always turn the music off when you guys show up. We just had it bumping in here until you guys got in here.
That one's on me, guys.
Yeah, it's Harvey's fault.
Do you think after this round of interviews is over that the select room will try to get back to normal, or is it already?
It has not changed. I'm telling you, from day one, the locker room has not changed. Everything that's happened were people that were in the locker room that currently are not. So everything else that's happening is outside the locker room. There's nothing going on inside the locker room.
Is it a little frustrating for you to see that, you know, that as this investigation continues, there's more, like, unnamed sources are coming out, more stories that, you know, that is a little unnerving that someone is inside this building is leaking it out to the press?
Nah, I mean, it just sounds like someone that wants to hide in a corner and try to say things. I mean, if he's an unnamed source, it's hard to be valid in my mind. So take it for what it's worth.
Brian, you were one of the more vocal ones when it came out defending Richie Incognito.
Now, I'm not defending anybody. So you guys said I defended somebody. I didn't defend anybody.
You were very vocal, though, in talking about one of your brothers. Now one of your coaches is actually allegedly, reportedly, you know, all those words that reporters like to attach to him, is under scrutiny, Coach Turner. How have you found him so far?
Nothing's changed. I wasn't even aware of that, honestly. He hasn't changed his demeanor. We haven't changed our demeanor towards him. And, like I said, I didn't even know that was going on.
How is his demeanor? I mean, some have said, you know, he's known to be brash in your face, very vocal, use a lot of...
Let's put it this way. If I had a tentative O-line coach, I would not have wanted him coaching my O-line. And anyone that's in the locker room and knows that, what O-line coaches are made of, you would not want a tentative, scared, shy O-line coach.
Brian, let me ask you this again about these unnamed sources, because there are a lot of explosive reports that came out this afternoon with unnamed sources.
Great. I don't even know what the reports were. Yeah.
Let me tell you. Jason Cole reported two unnamed sources told him that a team staffer was basically harassed by Richie Incognito, and it goes on and on, and there are other allegations.
Okay.
No names, once again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is piling on?
I don't know. I think the story was kind of coming to a lull, so now we need something else to talk about.
Any Carolina questions, maybe?
Wait, who are we playing?
Talk about Carolina, what a dynamic team. They're probably one of the hottest teams in football right now.
Yeah, arguably. I mean, they're, six in a row? They're playing well. I watched the entire game. A couple suspect calls in that game. But overall, it was an engaging game. I had a good time watching it. And that just shows you how well Cam's come about and how even how he changes his game, how effective he is. And that's a great sign of a great quarterback. So our defense, I think, has their hands full.
Brian, one of these games, you guys probably will have to score maybe, I don't know, 3-4 touchdowns to really have an explosion. Could this be one of those games, you think?
It needs to be. I mean, I think that, I was even messing around kind of about, we got to score 35 points this week, and Coach Sherman said we need to score 40 points. So I said, all right, well, I'm hoping for 35. He's hoping for 40. So I was like, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to go after the defense. And they have a great front seven. We know that. And it's going to be a great challenge for them. But we hope we can take advantage of some things on the outside and move that ball effectively and quickly. Not always 12 play drives go score, but score on four plays, we'll see how we do, but we know we got to stay aggressive, and it's a good defense.
Seems like every week you guys see a familiar face. You see Teddy
Dean. Mm-hmm. Ted's buddy. We ran track together up in Ohio, and we're down here when I first got down here together, so it's been great to see him. It's great to see him score that winning touchdown. It's great to see him, having success like I always knew he would, and be hanging around in the NFL for so long. So, credit to him. I'm looking forward to seeing him.
As a linebacker, Luke Kuechly seems like he's been just balling out of control.
Yeah, he was awesome. Defensive player of the year last year, and we're just rookie of the year. Defensive rookie of the year. And, he was selling the sideline. You saw it last night. He was making plays all over the field, running down receivers, 20 yards downfield. So he's definitely a guy you got to account for.